I'm Gina Kaufman, and you're listening to KCUR's Central Standard. Kansas City music fans have crowded into the Record Bar in Westport for a decade. It's been a home away from home for bands all over the metro, not to mention national and international acts. But this weekend, all of that changed. The Record Bar's lease ended, and though there's talk of a new location someday, as of now, nothing is certain. The last hurrah at 1020 Westport Road was Saturday night, and it was another packed house. KCUR's Hannah Copeland was there.
I'm sitting in the snug at the Record Bar, a little enclave near the bar, not much bigger than a bathroom. It's often mistaken for VIP seating, but it's actually more like VIF seating. Very important family. Sondra Freeman is here dabbing her eyes with a square white cloth while the band Your Friend croons in the background.
What I'm going to miss the most about the Record Bar is that the napkins absorb tears really, really well.
Freeman has been going to shows at the Record Bar since it opened a decade ago. She isn't the only person who chokes up when I ask them how they feel about watching the venue's final concert.
Record Bar really means a lot to all of us because it's a musician's venue. It's always treated all the musicians with respect, and it's definitely going to leave a hole until it comes back. The entire city feels this closing, but to my close-knit group of, I mean, it's our family, and it feels like one of us has died.
Taryn Miller of the band Your Friend says she's honored to play the final show at a venue she's frequented for the last 7 years. We talk by the smoker's porch, a fenced-in rectangle outside the front door.
Some of my most fond memories of people I've met have been in this little square. There's something sentimental about it, I'm sure, for everyone. And mine is just always when I would drive up and see the old Westport sign and just know that I was there.
Miller will also remember the Record Bar for its quality sound engineering.
There's something to do with the space itself and the way that sound kind of engulfs you when you're in the crowd, but also just the monitor mix is always really good. You can actually hear. There's this intimacy you get with this too, because the musicians can't really hide.
Another local musician, Nathan Corsi, respects the Record Bar for curating the right mix of Kansas City talent and national touring acts.
Without owners that had such an awareness of what was interesting and what was happening and about to happen in music and giving everything a chance, they brought such a motley group of bands through the venue and were able to satisfy so many different niches.
Co-owner Steve Tulipana is one of the guys responsible for booking bands like Mumford & Sons and The National even before they became really famous. Over by the snug, Tulipana looks out over a packed house in a space for the last time. I ask him how he'll feel tomorrow packing everything up.
Some of it's emotional, taking down pictures of people that passed away, that came here and they were friends of ours. All of those things and all those pieces, and then the connection to all the music and the people, it's forever.
Tulipana opened the venue in 2005 with his best friend and business partner, Sean Sherrill.
We both were in bands and we both ended up homeless. And I don't mean on the street homeless, but we just didn't have a place to live between tours. We both ended up at the same party and fought for the couch that night. And then the next day we're we should get an apartment. And that's how we became friends. And then when my band got signed, we didn't get our advance money for a long time, but we had to go on tour immediately. He paid my rent for a year. That kind of bonds you,
Server Roe Woods is trying to keep it together after losing it last night while taking a photo of Tulipana and Cheryl's band.
Immediately, tears just started falling down. It was this is happening. We're closing this place. And of course, we're really busy. So I take my picture. I have tears, on my face. And I'm I put my phone away and I grab all these glassware just around. My hands are full. And somebody starts ordering me a drink from me. With tears, seriously, just all my little face. And somehow my boyfriend, as I'm taking a drink order, starts wiping these the tears with his shirt. It was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Despite the fact Woods will never use the tiny and usually overcrowded Electric Pink ladies' room again, and she won't serve a Bloody Mary brunch for a while, she's optimistic about finding a new location. Woods believes Record Bar is a community, not just a building. It's where handshakes and hugs happen, like the one I got from a bouncer right before I left on my way walking out through that skinny hallway covered in band stickers and show posters for the last time.
Hannah Copeland is an announcer and music reporter for KCUR, and she's just kept the Record Bar alive for a few extra minutes. We'll remember the good times.